The News from Lake Wobegon podcast is supported by Pillsbury Grand's Frozen Biscuits, now available in your grocer's freezer section. You can make as many or as few as you need and warm up mornings with the fresh, homemade taste of Grand's Frozen Biscuits.
It's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. And in fact, they were hit with snow on Thursday, 8-10 inches in some places, a great big enormous mid-April snowstorm. It came just about a week after Bud took the snowplow blade off the dump truck with a kind of an odd feeling as he did that, that perhaps by doing it, he was courting disaster. And down came the snow on Thursday and Thursday night. Nothing to do about it. We're just roadkill. Passive resistance is all. The snow shovels have been put away long ago. The sleds are up on the rafters up over the garage. So you just go down to Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery and you get butter and eggs. You stock up on food because in a blizzard, arugula is not going to do you a lot of good. You want to go for the scallop potatoes and the ham and the sloppy joes. The Lake Wobegon High School Band got back from their Canadian tour of Saskatchewan right around the time it started snowing. They came south expecting to find spring after a rugged tour they did not talk much about. It was such an enormous disappointment. They wound up playing concerts in shopping centers in Saskatoon and Moose Jaw and Piscataquattomocken, which is way north in Saskatchewan, playing for people who had endured 7 months of winter and who were like zombies on their feet. And they come to the shopping center just to reassure themselves that human life still exists. They played a rhapsody for trombones that was not that rhapsodic. And then they played an elegy in A-flat minor, which was not about death. It was actually death itself. And wherever they played it, people curled up in a fetal position on concrete floors, rocking back and forth, making a kind of a low, moaning, keening sound. And some people came up forward, up to the stage, and beat their foreheads onto the stage until they blacked out, a sort of anesthesia. It was not a great introduction to performance. It didn't encourage you to pursue a career at this. The one satisfaction about the blizzard on Thursday was that it hit right about the time that some of the snowbirds were on their way back from Phoenix and coming back from Tampa. They were coming up through Illinois and through Wisconsin. They'd heard reports of green grass and crocuses, and they came up through the central Wisconsin, and a cold front moved through them like radium, and the sky darkened, and they felt God's judgment over them. They had become de-acclimated during their time down south, and so temperatures in the 20s practically froze them to death. Poor things, they were like fragile orchids, hot house plants, in their cars, driving north, weeping to themselves, wanting to stop at a motel, but they didn't dare. They were too expensive. Ruth and Raymond, heading north towards Lake Wobegon, stopped at a Christian Chinese restaurant, the General Tso's Spirit Temple in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to pick up some spicy food, just try to get something going inside and sustain themselves. They couldn't finish their meal. They headed north towards Lake Wobegon. They came up towards Isanti and through the woods and over a hill, and a bear came out of the woods and stood in the middle of the road with one paw held up and another paw across its forehead, as if it had a headache, which it may well have had, just having come out of hibernation, expecting blueberries, and here there's snow on the ground. Well, they'd been weeping, they'd been praying to God. If this was intended as a lesson, please, God, give us the full benefit of this. And so they pulled over. The bear was standing in the middle of the road, and Raymond said, "If this is a lesson, God, we are prepared for it." And he opened the door of his car and stepped out in full faith. And when the bear saw this and the open door, the bear could smell now the food which was in the takeout bag in the back seat and could smell the barbecue ribs. He came towards the car, and Raymond reached in, grabbed the bag, and tossed it to the bear, who devoured the barbecue ribs and the spicy chicken. and also the mushrooms in the hoisin sauce. And the bear felt something happening inside him. Felt a turbulence within the spirit or something moving in his entrails, and turned and staggered away, leaving a trail of bear scat behind him, a sort of greenish trail, and also leaving a tiny slip of paper, a little narrow slip of paper. And Raymond picked it up off the ground. It was from General Tzu's spirit temple, and it said, "In all things give thanks, I say unto you once again, give thanks always." And so they came home in a spirit of rejoicing. So it's still winter back home, and people are doing whatever they can do about that. Sometimes in the evening you see lights on in back rooms, and it's a white light from a computer screen, which ordinarily people wouldn't fool with in Lake Wobegon. To go online, to talk to people online, would be regarded as odd behavior. But snow in mid-April makes you desperate. And so people go online to a website called Zip Zone, where you enter the website and you enter your zip code, and you are connecting to chat rooms of people who live near you, not people in New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, but people right around you in Avon, Holdingford, Freeport, Albany, Sauk Center, people in your neighborhood. And you can click on icons: family life, religion, politics, adult. And achieve a freedom of speech that you do not find in a small town. Suddenly you can say all sorts of things you couldn't say in Lake Wobegon, here in a chat room. You can watch other people chat, or you can click on somebody's name and go into a little private box with them. I saw my mother walk outside today, and I felt a sudden urge to pelt her with potatoes. I'm 38 years old. She's always been so good to me. Is this normal? When summer comes, July, August, I would like to meet a woman, age, physical type, unimportant, at midnight in a cornfield. I love to run naked through corn and feel the tassels brush against my body. No picture necessary. People sit in the back room and they chat with others about secret things, secret desires. Darlene from the Chatterbox Cafe saw in the adult chat room a message from Burning Love. Me, 50, fireman, chunky, but good looking, divorced, 2 children. You, 31, single, living next door. I look out and see your clothesline, and 4 brassieres and 3 pairs of underpants in pastel colors. I know that you have a clothes dryer, and so what can this be but a signal? If you would like to meet tonight, hang a pair of jeans upside down, and whatever number of clothespins you use, 7, 8, 10, 12, that's the time I will meet you in the alley. I will pull up in my green van with the camp bed in the back. Please, no unnecessary emails. Just hang up your pants. And then she thought, Larry, Larry the fireman lives next door to her in Lake Wobegon. This was him. Except he's not 50, he's 57. Why would you lie to somebody who's known you since she was a small child? On the other hand, she's not 31 either, she's 38. So he gave her 7 years, she'll give him 7 years. Chunky, my gosh, the man is fat. Good looking, I don't think so. Man looks as if he's used his face to pound in tent stakes. But it'll be dark by 10. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow night, maybe Saturday, unless the snow melts. Maybe she'll go get her hair cut. There's a cutter, hair cutter down in Avon, Mr. Fred. She may go to him. Maybe she'll lose a little weight first. So she won't go for the ham and the scallops. She won't go for the sloppy joes. She'll just have a salad with raspberry vinaigrette dressing on the side. The snow is sure to melt. No need to shovel it. It'll all be gone in a day or two. The egrets have started to arrive. Spring is coming. And there are now mangoes down at Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, and the first really good tomatoes have arrived. Spring is coming, just a few days. It'll be here. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.